Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Raising healthy children can be a very daunting and challenging task in this day and age with so many activities, poor food choices, sitting too long in front of the computer or smartphone, peer pressure from friends, and much more. Well, our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., has worked with parents and children for decades worldwide and will offer her very best tips on how to raise healthy children physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. These tips will also apply in your life, too, whether you have children or not. So parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, nannies, caretaker, neighbors, and anyone of age who wants to experience vibrant health, keep a handy pen and paper with you because you'll want to take notes. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, Rick. It's always a pleasure to be back with you.
This is, I love the title, Raising Healthy Children and the Young at Heart. I would fall into, hopefully, the young at heart category there. So let's talk about this. Give your overview on children's health and how we prevent stress and conflict at the dinner table. I know you've got a very holistic approach to raising healthy children. Give us an overview, if you would, please.
Yes, always holistic in any matter. But when a child is born, there's a dream that's born. And what happens is the child grows up to fulfill that dream is dependent upon the parent, how the parent will nurture and nourish that child. One of my favorite quotes from Ralph Waldo Emerson was, "Health is our greatest wealth." And that's definitely true for children as well as teens and adults. And while every child is different, Rick, I think there are certain things that parents can do to expose their children to a healthier lifestyle. So, and we'll talk a lot about the whole lifestyle, not just foods and physical activity, but healthy foods and physical activity ride tandem as essential components to raising children. Parents can easily, in this day and age, become overwhelmed with information overload about food choices, or overwhelmed with their jobs, commuting, stress-filled lifestyles. And although as parents we understand, of course we do, that good nutrition is important for our children, many children in real life eat diets high in sugar and fat. You can see that in the physique of children, how they're getting larger and larger. It's low in fresh fruits and vegetables. So how children eat has a great deal to do with what they learn from the people around them. And similarly, children often duplicate the physical activity level of their parents. And these messages are received in subtle and not so subtle ways. So, to conclude this overview, feeding children often becomes a balancing act, and in many homes may turn to a battle zone. I see this a lot, and the more you force, the less they eat. Battle zones create stress and conflict at the dinner table, but somehow we must get the message across to them about healthy eating and living. And by the way, there was a recent study from the University of Tennessee, and it's shown that eating preferences are established by 3 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's a matter of what you do with them at a very young age. The younger your child is when you start this philosophy of healthy eating and living, the easier it will be later on. But whatever the age, it's better to start now rather than later. So this will be fun to go through what parents can do to help make a positive, healthy difference in the lives of their children. And even if you don't have children and you're listening to this, this will still apply to you. So I'm looking forward to going through all these tips with you.
With us on the program once again is Susan Smith-Jones. Her website, very simple, susansmithjones.com. Follow her Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. You'll get all the information we're talking about today and so much more on our website. And we'll talk about what all is on the website as we go through the conversation today. You've got 12 tips for raising healthy children. I think you might have alluded to this before with the role that parents play, whether they realize it or not. Number one on your list is look at yourself first. Explain what you mean by that.
Yes, always, always. You see, it's essential for you as a parent or caretaker to make the necessary changes in your life, since children always learn best by example. Because you can't expect your children to eat more fruits and vegetables if you never eat them or rarely extol their virtues. I always say, be a shining example to your children. You know this, but your listeners may not know that I have a children's 2-in-1 book for kids age 1 to almost 10 years old called Vegetable Soup and The Fruit Bowl. And it's two books in one, teaching children how eating more fruits and vegetables will make them stronger and healthier and happier. And the latest version, the new revised edition for 2023, just came out. So if you got it on Amazon, make sure you get the new revised 2023 edition. Or if you get it through me, you can find information out on my website. Of course, you'll get the brand new edition with a bookmark and a personal note card from me to the child or to you.
And all that information on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a direct link to Susan from our website. Number two on your list is variety is the spice of life. I like that. Talk about that and the power of introducing new things into a child's diet.
Yes, and you see, this does go for adults as well. So you always want to have a variety of colorful fruits and veggies on hand to let the kids help in the selection of the produce. When you go to the market, let them participate, and also in the preparation of food at home. Studies show that the children that help create the fresh food meals are most apt to eat the food once it's prepared. This also goes for school lunches, too. Let your child help to create a power lunch to take to school. Things like baby vegetables and easy fruit, like delicious tangerines that are easy to peel or fresh berries, things that are easy to eat in a hurry for a snack and provide quick energy. These are also things you want to keep in the variety from which the children choose what to eat.
That's so amazing what you're talking about. And if the child is incorporated into what you're doing, all of a sudden it's something that's fun for them. They're more inclined, as Susan was saying, to eat that meal. And I know you like to have them do what, growing? We talked before about sprouts. You can actually grow sprouts. So it's more than just whipping up something in the kitchen. You're actually growing something, growing the food as well.
Yes, that's right. You know, one of my full-color books is called Kitchen Gardening, and I give you the ABCs of growing fresh sprouts at home, like alfalfa sprouts, broccoli, red clover, garbanzo beans for when you make hummus. Kids love to participate in this process. So, you know, on my website or on Amazon, check out Kitchen Gardening. The subtitle is Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts, and it tells you exactly how to start the process, and kids love to watch these grow. It's just wonderful. I know so many kids in my neighborhood that help with this, the young ones, and then they take them to school for show and tell and talk about how they grew these. And you don't need to have a yard if you're in a tiny little apartment. You just need a few inches of space in the corner of your kitchen. It costs pennies per batch. It takes about 1 to 2 minutes a day. And from day one, then to day four, you can have a whole quart, or if you want, a half a gallon, of beautiful, freshly harvested organic sprouts, probably the healthiest food you can eat.
Great idea from Dr. Susan on our list of 12 tips for raising healthy children. The next one is take a fruit break. Talk about the importance of that.
Yes. Every day, your child should have a fruit break. I really believe in this. Fresh fruit like apples, oranges, berries, bananas, what else? Grapes, kiwi, tangerines, pears. These all contain a plethora of nutrients, including enzymes, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fiber. And fruits are high water content food, and fruits are normally sorely missing in the diet of most children who need to eat at least 3 different fruits daily. So here's my little tip here. If children take 1 fruit break during the day and add that to the fruit they'll have with breakfast and lunch, they'll be well on their way to enhancing their health and fortifying their bodies. And by the way, that goes without saying, but I will say it, take a daily veggie break, such as cut up bell peppers, baby carrots. Kids like the baby carrots. And you can make a design on the plate with them, like a face, or make it into an animal. Celery sticks. Maybe you put nut butter in the celery sticks. Cherry tomatoes, string beans, baby squash. Serve them with a healthy dip. A quick, easy way to make a dip is just take plain yogurt and sprinkle some of your favorite seasonings in it, you know, salt-free or whatever seasoning you like the best. You mix it up, and it makes a delicious dip. And you want to strive for about 7 servings of vegetables. You think, are you kidding? 7? My child won't eat that much. But it's not hard to do when you have colorful salads with different vegetables, vegetable soups, smoothies. You can hide a lot of kale and spinach and cucumber in the smoothies. So find ways to make these health breaks fun and rewarding.
All of this information, so much more on raising healthy children, you'll find on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, in the books that we talked about, and we'll recap all of those as we go through the program. Number 4, keep your home a junk-free zone and meals alkaline-centric. Talk about both aspects of that, food-free and then the alkaline-centric part of it.
Yes. Well, alkaline-centric means fruits and vegetables create more alkaline residue in your body. Now, that keeps you healthy. All the animal products, the meat, the dairy, the cheese, most grains, all junk food, make your body more acidic, which sets your body up with an environment that promotes disease. So the more fruits and vegetables you can eat, the better. When I say keep your home a junk-free zone, that's especially important. Even as an adult, let's say you want to lose weight or just your goal is to get healthier, you want to keep it out of sight. You know that saying, out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's true, definitely, when it comes to junk foods. Keep highly processed, refined foods to a bare minimum at home, and then let your child choose from a variety of fresh, whole foods rather than always deciding for them what they should be eating. In other words, you want to give them back the power to choose. That's important for children, but make sure you offer them a variety of healthy foods from which to select.
So much wisdom in what you're saying, not only for children, but for adults as well, things that we can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Number 5 on the list is break the food seduction. Talk about the importance of that, because there is such a thing as food seduction, isn't there?
Yes, there is. You know, and often people that overeat and eat the wrong kinds of foods go into like a food coma, where they lose all their energy. They can hardly sleep at night. They can hardly get out of bed in the morning. And you add to that the psychological factors of low self-esteem because you feel like you have no control. Remember, what you eat today, Rick, you crave tomorrow. And processed foods, those foods high in sugar, white flour, lots of salt, preservatives, additives, are very addicting. And the more they're eaten, the more they're craved. And that goes for children, teens, and adults. So it's best to begin each meal with a nutrient-dense, high-fiber food, whether at home or at a restaurant, so children can get in nutrients before scarfing down the empty calorie foods, those high in calories and little to no nutritional value. For example, let's say you go to an Italian restaurant. What do they immediately put on the table when you sit down?
Oh, you've got breadsticks.
Yeah, absolutely, and bread and butter. And it's best to say, hold the bread and make sure you start with a salad or vegetable soup or cut up vegetables. And then if pasta's after that, you won't be eating as much. You won't have as much room. The same goes for all the pizza that's high in a lot of meat and dairy on it. So it's good to sequence your meals where you start with something healthy, and then it's always not a bad idea before you eat a meal, especially, let's say, as an adult and you want to lose weight, on an empty stomach 20 to 30 minutes before a meal, have a big glass of water. Go to my website and maybe in the search bar put alkaline water or body hydration, and you'll learn about the best ways to drink water. That will help you not overeat. And we've had many shows where I talk about it takes 20 minutes for the signal to go to your brain saying, okay, you've eaten too much. Many people scarf down their food, inhale it, before even 20 minutes is up. So, you know, eat slowly, put the fork down between bites, start with something high nutrient and nutrient dense, and out of sight, out of mind. I never let them bring the bread and the butter to the table anymore because it doesn't need to be there.
Because you just eat it. That's the thing. They set it in front of you. So right there, it just eliminate that temptation in the very beginning. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She's with us on the program talking about 12 tips for raising healthy children. We're back with another tip after these messages. Don't go away. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program once again is Susan Smith-Jones, holistic health and lifestyle expert. SusanSmithJones.com is the website. We'll have all this information available as we go through the program. We're talking today about 12 tips for raising healthy children. Next tip on the list is make quality sleep and plenty of water priorities. Why is that?
Absolutely, because lack of sleep and pure water exacerbates the craving for processed foods. It's that simple. So you want to establish a nightly sleep routine, encourage ample water drinking, but don't save all that drinking right before you go to bed because they'll be up all night long, and then offer a variety of whole foods. Those are the key elements. Feeling tired and cranky, lacking energy, whether a child or an adult, or becoming moody, Rick, is often a sign of dehydration and or lack of sleep.
Interesting.
So sleep, water, and the consumption of a variety of colorful, healthy, whole foods needs to be a non-negotiable daily ritual.
Number 7 on the list, and I'm an old Boy Scout, so I'm ready with this. I'm covered when this went. Be prepared. Boy, that applies to so many aspects of our lives, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, and a Girl Scout, and I'm over the top. I try to be always prepared. So, and by this I mean relating it to food, graze throughout the day on whole foods. You know, this goes for children and adults. Rick, when your blood sugar level drops too low, you'll crave eating anything that's quick and often void of nutrients. Like if you go to that restaurant famished and they put the bread and butter on the table, you will scarf it down because you don't make good choices when your blood sugar level gets too low. So I say, let's say in your home, keep plastic storage bags or some type of container. I like to use glass with the airtight top, on hand and filled with healthy foods. Like when you bring things home from the store, if you need to wash them and cut up the produce, put it in containers so the foods can easily be selected. Because often when you're hungry, you open the fridge, you'll grab anything that's easy to eat.
Yes.
And so if you graze throughout the day and not wait too many hours between what you eat, you'll keep a more stable blood sugar level. And like I said a moment ago, being very hungry distorts your common sense. You don't want to be that way. That also raises your cholesterol, takes away all your willpower for choosing good foods. So grazing throughout the day, that's a key secret.
And very important, and amazing the results you will find if you follow that. Next on the list, and this is so important, make the family dinner table sacred. Talk about that. Would seem like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Talk about the importance and the significance of the dinner table. If we even have a dinner table anymore. Yes.
Yes. And I do believe in this. You know, barring an emergency, have dinner together as a family, unless you live alone or if you have a pet, have the pet next to you. But don't use this time to discuss problems. Stressful meals impede digestion, suppress the immune system, and stifle joy and serenity. Mealtime should always nourish the body and the soul. And don't forget, it's important to say grace before you eat a meal. I always thank God, and I also thank my angels for providing me with this wonderful, beautiful, resplendent-looking meal, you know, of whole foods that nourishes my body. I'm grateful for that. And when I do say the grace, that helps me to eat a little bit slower.
I mean, all of this ties together. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones talking about tips that will help you in raising healthy children. Join the Breakfast Club. So often they grab something, we grab something quickly, or not at all because we're running behind. Talk about joining the Breakfast Club.
Yes. Children especially need to have a healthy breakfast to start the day. Now, breakfast means breaking the fast. And if you feel rushed in the mornings, get organized the night before with perhaps setting the breakfast table, making the school lunches, laying out clothes, organizing a breakfast meal. You could even make a good smoothie the night before. And you and I have talked about this countless times, that the first 40 minutes of each day sets the tone for the entire day. So make your first 40 minutes with your family, or if you live alone, with yourself, filled with organization, healthy foods, happy, positive thoughts, lots of fun. You know, enjoy those first 40 minutes of the day and try not to be rushed.
Our guest on This Week in America, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert. Her website is susansmithjones.com, Twitter at Susan Smith-Jones. Topic today, raising healthy children and the young at heart. 12 simple tips that work. All the information, of course, on our website, in her many books that we've talked about during the course of the program. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back to number 10 on the list. I'm taking notes. I'm really taking notes as we're going here because this applies. There's not a child in the house other than my wife would say possibly me. So this is, I am taking notes because this is so important. Exercise as a family. And I understand you've even got a video that will guide us through this.
Yes, yes. And I said right at the top, I said healthy foods and physical activity. I think I said ride tandem as essential components to raising healthy families. So I say get involved with your children's favorite physical activities. Play basketball or soccer with them. Swim together. Jog on the beach. Hike the trails. Bike around the block. I have helped many families, not only in America, but worldwide, when they have a yard, to create a park course in the yard with some type of equipment that can stay there year-round, so your kids can go from place to place and do different activities. You can Google park course and see what they have. I always encourage kids and adults, whenever possible, outdoors, let's say in your yard, you're working out, take your shoes off and put your bare feet on the natural ground. On my website, in the navigation bar, under favorites, the first entry is on earthing and grounding, or you can put it in the search bar. Just put earthing there. And there are myriad ways that putting your bare feet on the natural earth, whether a child or an adult of any age, will make you healthier and happier. And on that page, I've included, I posted not long ago, a one-hour documentary by doctors and scientists on the physiology of what happens within a few minutes of putting your bare feet on the natural earth. It could be a patch of grass 3 feet by 3 feet in your backyard. But applying this to the topic today, how it really helps children with ADHD, with hyperactivity, to help anyone who's depressed get in a better mood. It will make your body healthier. On another day, we'll do a whole show on earthing, but what's germane to this topic right here, just make sure you go to my website, click on favorites. The first entry is earthing and grounding. You'll find that one-hour documentary. It will really surprise you. By the way, you know this, I have a full-color, beautiful, not too big either, a book called Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And I have a webinar, a wonderful webinar to get you motivated to exercise and the importance of exercising as a family. That's free, of course. You can find that on my website.
And the website is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Next on the list, reward healthy choices. So our child decides to pass on the Snickers and have baby carrots. How do we reward them? What do we say to encourage that behavior?
Yes, yes. And by the way, baby carrots aren't really baby carrots. They're big carrots cut to look like little baby carrots. Unless you buy true baby carrots that aren't full grown. That was just a little digression. Okay. So find ways to reward your child when he or she makes choices to be more physically active. I'm all into positive reinforcement whenever possible. And Rick, you know this. I've worked with families all over America, all over the world, on a rare occasion now, but it used to be more way before COVID. I'd go to a home and parents, for example, and I wrote about this in my book, one of my latest books, Wired for High Level Wellness. I went down to a home, and I'm in Brentwood, Santa Monica area of L.A. I went down to San Diego, stayed with a mom and dad and their 3 children. 2 were tweens, you know, younger than 13. 1 was a 16-year-old teenager. And they couldn't get the kids to not only lose weight, but to eat better. And I said, and they had a beautiful guest suite off the kitchen. I said, let me watch what all of you do for one day. And I don't want you even to talk to me. Let me just observe. Just pretend I'm not there so I could see what was going on. And long story short, because you'll get the whole story in Wired for High Level Wellness, all of the kids and the adults, the parents, were way overweight. When they sat down for most lunches or dinners, they put cans of soda pop on the table. Mm. They didn't even have baked potatoes. They had sour cream. What do you want with your sour cream? You know, a baked potato. They salted everything before they ate it. They all overate. They didn't talk. They didn't even communicate. So I put them on a very strict program that they eventually loved, and they lost weight, and their whole life is different. It's a wonderful story. So I say reward. Maybe the rewards could be things like extra quality time with you, with friends, a trip to the library, a movie, or maybe a minute of TV for every minute of exercise. I also encourage, because life is a rat race of going from the moment you wake up till you go to bed, and your brain is always so stimulated with technology, with screens.
Yes.
Encourage quiet time. Not that this is a negative thing, like you put them in the corner and they're being reprimanded, but every day a child should have some just quiet time where they have no screens, not watching TV, not looking at a phone, not playing, you know, games on screens. And I always say encourage reading, encourage them just to sit quietly, breathe deeply. And that's always a nice thing to do before a meal, because you come to the meal more calm, more relaxed, happier, because silence is golden. You've heard that expression.
Oh, yes.
And we need to, you know, maybe they sit in the backyard and read, or maybe you say go to the backyard and just appreciate nature, or maybe you start a vegetable, or maybe you put in some fruit trees in a vegetable garden. Let them work quietly in the garden. You know, things like this will give them a much more rewarding experience growing up. And if you don't have a yard, again, look into being a kitchen gardener with growing sprouts in your kitchen. It's so simple.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, wrapping up 12 tips for raising healthy children. Want to touch back on exercise. You talk about creativity in encouraging exercise. Talk about that, because sometimes we think of exercise has to be a planned activity. Sometimes there has to be gear involved, maybe an expense involved in putting things together. You talk about using creativity. How do you do that to make exercise accessible, spontaneous possibly, and fun for the children?
Yes, yes. Now, if the child's old enough, you know, besides doing earthing whenever possible, and my bare feet right now are on an earthing mat, since we're not doing this, visit in my backyard. So if you can't get outside, under a child's desk, it's really good to have a mat, and you'll see that on the earthing page. Very, very inexpensive, and as good as being outdoors and what it does for your body, except outdoors you get beautiful scenery, you know, when you're out in nature. Invite your children, and you too, to find ways to be more physically active. Let them suggest, like taking the stairs instead of an elevator, parking at the end of a parking lot when shopping, skipping together at the local park or beach before and after the family picnic, or exercising when watching children. I also encourage to get children used to wearing a pedometer, because that's not a hard thing for them to wear or figure out. And you say if you get this many steps on the pedometer, then you'll get, you know, whatever it will be. You'll get some kind of reward, and you can create this. And again, like I said a moment ago, exercise equipment in your yard and especially in your home. Let the kids or child see you working out and enjoying it and feeling good. And kids love to participate with you. But you've got to be the shining example first. It always starts with you. And my counseling practice I've had since the 80s, when a mom or dad or parents together come and see me because they're having problems with their children, I first take a look at them and who they are and how they live, and are they an example to their children? Because that's so important to help children change their viewpoints on things, because they want to copy you. They want to make you happy. And if you eat a healthier diet, and if you exercise, and if you're a positive person, that's going to permeate the child's entire well-being.
An important conversation, and the time has gone by so quickly. Just as we wrap up this portion, talk about raising healthy children and making healthy choices before we say goodbye. Sort of tie it all together, if you will, for us.
Yes. Well, I love to give this quote. Pythagoras, Pythagoras, a brilliant man, gave us this sage advice almost 2,500 years ago, and it's efficacious for children, teens, and adults alike. And he wrote, choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. So, you know, in conclusion, I would say, Rick, that know that every healthy choice we make, it will add up. We are what we eat, how we exercise, and what we think. And happy children are healthy children, and healthy children, of course, are happy children. So choose to make health a top priority, and be proactive. You know, let's love and protect our children and teach them how to live healthfully, because they're our future, they're worth it, and it starts with you.
And all of this and more in Susan's book and on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Before we go here, I want to go back to what you mentioned before. Tell us about this newly revised 2-in-1 nutrition book for children 1 through 10 and the young at heart. Why it's become so popular, and this is a worldwide bestseller. Talk a little bit about the book.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it won the Disney iParenting Media Award.
Congratulations.
It's had multiple editions, and the new one is even more brilliant color, and it's laid out just a little bit differently. The new edition for 2023, and it's all color, and it teaches children how what they eat affects how they feel and how they look. And it's beautiful rhyming verse. It helps with reading skills and math skills. Beautiful, beautiful illustrations. And there's a section for kids to write in the book their favorite fruits and vegetables. Kids always want to eat more fruits and vegetables after reading this book. It's a favorite of children. So if you go to Amazon, there's the old edition, and the new edition says newly revised edition for 2023. That'd be the one you would want to choose. But you can also get autographed copies from me. So if you go to my website, go to books, find Vegetable Soup in the Fruit Bowl, you can read a beautiful review on the book. You can read about all the endorsements from many people. And if you order from me, I fill the order. I autograph the book to whomever. Lots of parents get multiple copies because they give it as party gifts when there's a birthday party for a child. And I send a little gift note to the child, and I give the child a beautiful bookmark. But it's also a good book for the young at heart at any age, because it teaches you about the different fruits and vegetables and what's in them and why they're good for your body in the easiest way to understand. And so it encourages children and adults to have a little bit more variety in their fruits and vegetables and to add more of them, you know, to their grocery list.
As you were going through 12 tips for raising healthy children, it could be 12 tips for maintaining a healthy lifestyle as an adult. What you're saying, it applies to children as well as adults. I want to go back and talk about the website. You can get the new book, the children's nutrition book, as Susan mentioned, on her website as well. And other books as well. The companion books, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Uplifted. Dr. Susan, those are all available to be autographed as well on your website also, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And don't forget, even in this latest newsletter, you want to sign up for my free monthly healthy living newsletters. That you can do that right on the homepage. You click a button. And follow me on Twitter. I often have little tips for raising healthy children or families or for you to have vibrant health. And that's all at SusanSmithJones.com.
And you'll look forward to getting the monthly newsletter. So much information there. In fact, you'll create a folder in your email so you can save those, go back and refer to those. You can also go back to our website and refer to all of those. It's great reading, and you'll find that at her website again, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter at SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Topic today, raising healthy children and the young at heart. A lot of great information here. You'll find this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Archive there if you want to listen to the program again or pass it along to someone. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Great topic today. Great information. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. I look forward to our next visit.
Looking forward to talking once again with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. All the information, and you can log directly into her website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.